Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Ram Goldar, and today Masechas Kedushin Daf Chaf. The first parak Ha'isha Nignes. The Zichud Masechas Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas Torah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one is taught in a brayse that Nimkar b'mana b'ishpiach ba'amad al masayim. If an eved Ivri was sold for a mana, meaning 100 zuz, and his value subsequently increased and reached 200 zuz, he can be redeemed for a mere mana based on the pasuk mekesef miknaso, from the money of his purchase, implying redemption according to his purchase price. Nimkar b'masayim b'hiksiv ba'amad al mana. If he was sold for 200 and his value subsequently depreciated and reached a mana, he is still redeemed for a mana based on the pasuk kefishana, according to his years, implying redemption according to current value. Abai was asked why the psukim are not interpreted in the reverse, to require both higher values. And he responded that since the Torah requires a servant to be treated well, his redemption should also be calculated leniently. This is rejected because although his physical needs must be provided for, perhaps his redemption amount should be calculated stringently, since a brisa which we're going to bring teaches that his servitude is a result of transgressions. The Gemara will ultimately explain that the first segments of the above two psukim indicate how they should be interpreted. Point number two, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina says, Borei kama kasha avaka shal shviz. Come and see how severe is the dust of shviz, meaning a lesser prohibition. He proceeds to list, based on the sequence of psukim, a series of financial hardships that will befall someone who does business with Shemitah produce and doesn't repent. He'll be forced to sell his movable items, then his fields, then his daughter as an Ami Ivriya, then borrow with interest, then sell himself as an Evid, even to an adulterous temple. The Gemara notes that he expresses the second stage with lohirgish, if he does not give thought to his punishment to repent. But the later stages are expressed as lobasil yadu, repentant thoughts do not even come to his hand, and explains that it reflects Rav Huna's principle, kevan sha'ava adama ver v'shanaba. Once a person commits a sin and repeats it, utrulo, it becomes permitted to him, which the Gemara explains to mean nasas lokehetr, it becomes to him as if it's permitted, since he became accustomed to violating it. And pointing with you, Rav Huna bar Chanina asked Rav Sheshes, Eved Ivri hanimkar le'ovir kochavim, an Eved Ivri sold to an idolater, nigal chatzayin or enu nigal chatzayin, can he be redeemed by halves or can he not be redeemed by halves? Meaning, can he reduce half his remaining term by paying half the redemption price? Do we learn through Gezer Shava of Gu'aso from Steyachuza, an ancestral owned field, that just as a Steyachuza cannot be redeemed by halves, so too an Eved Ivri cannot be redeemed by halves? Or do we allow him to be redeemed by halves when it would be more lenient for him, but not when it would be more strict for him, since it was established before that his redemption is calculated leniently? Rav Sheshes answered that just as an Eved Ivri cannot be sold for a theft, which is half his sale value, as we learned on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Hachanami Nigo Kula Vulchezio, so too he can only be redeemed fully, but not by halves. Abai explains that redeeming by halves can result in a leniency or stringency in cases where the slave's value fluctuates, higher or lower, between when he redeemed halfway to when he can be fully redeemed. So once again, the three points are, number one, is taught in a braisa, Nimkar b'mana v'ishpiach v'amad al-masayim. If an Eved Ivri was sold for a mana, 100 zuz, and his value subsequently increased and reached 200 zuz, he can be redeemed for a mere mana based on the pasuk mekesef miknaso, from the money of his purchase, implying redemption according to his purchase price. Nimkar b'masayim v'hiksiv v'amad al-mana. If he was sold for 200 and his value subsequently depreciated and reached a mana, he is still redeemed for a mana based on the pasuk kefishana, according to his years, implying redemption according to current value. Abai was asked why the psukim are not interpreted in the reverse, to require both higher values. And he responded that since the Torah requires a servant to be treated well, his redemption should also be calculated leniently. This is rejected because although his physical needs must be provided for, perhaps his redemption amount should be calculated stringently, since a brisa which we're going to bring teaches that his servitude is a result of transgressions. The Gemara will ultimately explain that the first segments of the above two psukim indicate how they should be interpreted. Pointing to Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina says, Borei kama kasha avaka shal shviz. Come and see how severe is the dust of shviz, meaning a lesser prohibition. He proceeds to list, based on the sequence of psukim, a series of financial hardships that will befall someone who does business with Shemitah produce and doesn't repent. He'll be forced to sell his movable items, then his fields, then his daughter as an Ami Ivriya, then borrow with interest, then sell himself as an Evid, even to an adulterous temple. The Gemara notes that he expresses the second stage with lohirgish, if he does not give thought to his punishment to repent. But the later stages are expressed as lobasil yadu, repentant thoughts do not even come to his hand, and explains that it reflects Rav Huna's principle, kevan sha'ava adama ver v'shanaba. Once a person commits a sin and repeats it, utrulo, it becomes permitted to him, which the Gemara explains to mean nasas lokehetr, it becomes to him as if it's permitted, since he became accustomed to violating it. And pointing with you, Rav Huna Bar Chanina asked Rav Sheshes, Eved Ivri Hanimkar Le'Ovid Kochavim, an Eved Ivri sold to an idolater, Nigal Chatzayin or Eno Nigal Chatzayin, can he be redeemed by halves or can he not be redeemed by halves? Meaning, can he reduce half his remaining term by paying half the redemption price? Do we learn through Gezer Shava of Gula So from Steachuza, an ancestral owned field, that just as a Steachuza cannot be redeemed by halves, so too an Eved Ivri cannot be redeemed by halves? Or do we allow him to be redeemed by halves when it would be more lenient for him, but not when it would be more strict for him, since it was established before that his redemption is calculated leniently? Rav Sheshes answered that just as an Eved Ivri cannot be sold for a theft, which is half his sale value, as we learned on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Hachanami Nigo Kula Volchesio, so too he can only be redeemed fully, but not by halves. Abai explains that redeeming by halves can result in a leniency or stringency in cases where the slave's value fluctuates higher or lower between when he redeemed halfway to when he can be fully redeemed. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Chaf, and our standard simmon is a cafe. A cafe, so here goes. In the diamond-studded slave market cafe, where one slave who went up in value was joyously redeemed for his original purchase price, sat a sad slave who ended up sold to an idolater because he repeatedly sold Shemitah produce, and it was Nasul Keheter, who was told by a waiter that he could not be redeemed in halves. Once again, slow motion. In the diamond-studded slave market cafe, that must be more a Dav Chav. In the diamond-studded slave market cafe, where one slave who went up in value was joyously redeemed for his original purchase price, which reminds us, who was taught in a brisa, if an Eved Ivri was sold for a mana, which is 100 zuz, and his value subsequently increased and reached 200 zuz, he can be redeemed for a mere mana based on the pasuk mekesef miknaso, from the money of his purchase, implying redemption according to his purchase price. If he was sold for 200 and his value subsequently depreciated and reached a mana, he's still redeemed for a mana based on the pasuk kifishanav, according to his years, implying redemption according to current value. So, in the diamond-studded slave market cafe, where one slave who went up in value was joyously redeemed for his original purchase price, sat a sad slave who ended up sold to an idolater because he repeatedly sold Shemitah produce, and it was Nasul Keheter, which reminds us, Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina says, Bore kama kasha vako shel shviz. Come and see how severe is the dust of shviz, meaning the lesser prohibition. He proceeds to list, based on the sequence of psukim, a series of financial hardships that will befall someone who does business with Shemitah produce and doesn't repent, and reflects Rav Huna's principle, Kevin sha'avar adam aver b'shanaba. Once a person commits a sin and repeats it, who true will? It becomes permitted to him, which the Gemara explains to mean, nasis lo keheter, it becomes to him as if it's permitted, since he became accustomed to violating it. So, in the diamond-studded slave market cafe, where one slave who went up in value was joyously redeemed for his original purchase price, sat a sad slave who ended up sold to an idolater because he repeatedly sold Shemitah produce, and it was nasis lo keheter, who was told by a waiter that he could not be redeemed in halves, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses, if an Eved Ivri sold to an idolater can be redeemed by halves, which means, can he reduce half his remaining term by paying half the redemption price? So once again, in the diamond-studded slave market cafe, where one slave who went up in value was joyously redeemed for his original purchase price, sat a sad slave who ended up sold to an idolater because he repeatedly sold Shemitah produce, and it was Nasus Saloka Heter, who was told by a waiter that he could not be redeemed in halves. All right, so now it's time for four Baba Chazar. Daf Tezayin. So the Simmer Daf Tezayin is toes, and we often use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. After the acrobat with large toes, that must be more on Daf Tezayin. After the acrobat with large toes in the diamond-studded suit was acquired as an Eved Ivri with a shtar, just like an Ame Ivriya, which reminds us, Ula says the source that an Eved Ivri may be acquired with a shtar is the pasuk Imacheres Ikachlo, if he takes another wife, in addition to his father's Ame Ivriya, Ikisha Kasva Acheres. The pasuk compares the Amma to the other ordinary wife. So just as a wife is acquired with a shtar, an Amma, and by extension an Eved, is also acquired with a shtar. Rav Acha bar Yaakov provides a second drasha. So, after the acrobat with large toes in the diamond-studded suit was acquired as an Eved Ivri, with a shtar, just like an Ame Ivriya, he was shocked to discover that his master owned his entire body, which reminds us, Rava teaches that an Eved Ivri's body is owned by the master during his term, and therefore, the master who forgives the remainder of what the slave owes him, the remainder is not forgiven because the master's partial ownership of the Eved Ivri cannot be forgiven. So, after the acrobat with large toes in the diamond-studded suit was acquired as an Eved Ivri, with a shtar, just like an Ame Ivriya, he was shocked to discover that his master owned his entire body, and that the Ame Ivriya didn't go free upon her father's death, which reminds us, Rav Amar quotes a brisa which lists the servants who receive hanaka gifts as one who goes out at the end of 6 years at Yovel with the master's death and an Ami Ivriya through Simanim, but he doesn't list the father's death. This proves conclusively that an Ami Ivriya does not go free with the father's death. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car. So here goes. The freed Eved Ivri who went enthusiastically to buy a used car. Used car? That must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. The freed Eved Ivri who went enthusiastically to buy a used car with the 15 slime of gifts he received for his Hanaka, which reminds us, there's a three-way machos regarding how much an Eved Ivri receives for Hanaka, whether it's 15, 30, or 50 slime. So the freed Eved Ivri who went enthusiastically to buy a used car with the 15 slime of gifts he received for his Hanaka from the Eved Ivri working for his late master's son, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Eved Ivri Obed as a ben ve'ino Obed as a bas. An Eved Ivri serves a master's son, but not the daughter if there's no son. An Ami Ivri, a Nirza, and one sold to an idolater do not even serve their master's sons. Concerning the first law, Braisa darshans a pasik, v'avdecha sheshanim, and he shall serve you 6 years, implying locha, v'lo yorish, he shall serve you, the master, but not the heir of the master, referring to a brother or daughter. Nevertheless, he serves the son because the pasuk says, Sheishanim Yavot, he shall serve 6 years without specifying you. The Gemara goes on to explain that a son is presumed to be a more direct substitute to the father than a brother because a son stands in his father's place for you to marry his father's Amri Ivriya, and for Stei Achuza, he can redeem ancestral land the father was Makdish before Yovel. So the freed Eved Ivri, who went enthusiastically to buy a used car with the 15 slime of gifts he received for his Hanaka from the Eved Ivri working for his late master's son, saw a ger drive off with a car he bought with monies inherited rabbinically from his father, leaving his brother the idolater behind, holding his late father's idols. Which reminds, the Gemara brings a mission discussing a ger and an idolater who are brothers, who inherit their father's possessions, and among them are idols or other goods which are prohibited in benefit. The ger can offer the idolater to take all the idols, and he'll take money instead. He cannot make this exchange after the idols come into his domain. This proves that a ger does not inherit his father biblically because otherwise he could not offer the above exchange, trading idols he legally owns for other goods. Rather, he only inherits rabbinically shemiyachsu lasuro, lest he return to his former ways to receive the inheritance. Daf Yud Ches. So the simon Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah because ben Yud Ches l'chuppah. So here goes. It was a terrible scene under the diamond-shaped chuppah. Chuppah? That must be on Daf Yud Ches. It was a terrible scene under the diamond-shaped chuppah when the chassan, who was already sold once as a thief, was taken to be sold again for a different theft, which reminds the Gemara brings some halachos regarding when an Eved Ivri can be sold twice. So it was a terrible scene under the diamond-shaped chuppah when the chassan, who was already sold once as a thief, was taken to be sold again for a different theft, while the kala's father cried because he would no longer be able to sell her off into servitude, which reminds us, a braisa discusses limitations on the father's right to sell or marry off his daughter. The Tanakhama says, Mocher Adam is bito ishus v'shona, a man may sell his daughter for marriage repeatedly, l'shivchus v'shona, or sell her for servitude repeatedly, l'ishus acher shivchus, or for marriage after servitude, avolo shivchus acher Ishus, but cannot sell her for servitude after marriage. Other opinions are brought. So it was a terrible scene under the diamond-shaped chuppah when the chassan, who was already sold once as a thief, was taken to be sold again for a different theft, while the kala's father cried because he would no longer be able to sell her off into servitude to the master who would do yud, which only affects Erison, which reminds us, Rabba Bar Avella asked, Yud Nusun Osa or Erison Osa? Does Yud affect Nusun or only Erison? The Nafka Minar, the halachas depend on Nusun, meaning if the husband inherits her, whether he can become tummy to bury her if he's a Kohen, and can be made for her Nadarim. A proof is brought that Yud only affects Erison. Daf Yud Tes, so the Zimmer Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The master on the diamond studded, Yud Yacht Yacht, that must be on Daf Yud Tes. The master on the diamond-studded Yud yacht, who was about to do Yud with his Ami Ivriya, because his little son wasn't old enough to do so, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asks, Ma'ush miyad adam liv no katan, can a man have his son who is a minor do Yud with his Ami? Do we say that the Torah simply says, but no, his son may do Yud, implying, but no koldehu, his son, whatever his age, or, but no dumya didei, his son is eligible when he is like him, meaning an adult. So the master on the diamond-studded Yud yacht, who was about to do Yud with his Ami Ivriya, because his little son wasn't old enough to do so at the last moment of her servitude based on the original purchase money, which included Kedushin purposes, which reminds the Gemara quotes of Rabban who say that Yud is possible even at the last moment of her servitude because Maus HaRishno is the Kedushin Dinu. The original purchase money includes Kedushin purposes. So the mass on the diamond studied Yud Yod, who was about to do Yud with his Amiria, because his little son wasn't old enough to do so. At the last moment of her servitude, based on the original purchase money, which included Kedushin purposes, was rebuffed by the girl's father, who had stipulated that the sale was conditional that the master not perform Yud. Which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, Mokras Bito, Upasak Amanas Shol Yayid, one who sold his daughter and stipulated the sale was conditional that he not perform Yud. Rav Meir holds the condition is effective and the master cannot perform Yud. But the Chachamim say, Imratz Liyayid, Miyad, if he wishes to perform Yud, he may, because the father has made a condition against what's written in the Torah, which is always void. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which did they learn that the Rabbanan hold that Yud is possible even at the last moment because the original purchase money includes Kedushin purposes? That's on Daf Yud Tes. Good. Number 2. Which did they learn that when a person sins and repeats his Avera, it is not Sislo Keheter? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 3. Which Daf do we have the 3 Machos regarding how much an Eved Ivri receives for his Anaka? That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf of Machlokes when an Eved Ivri can be sold twice? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 5. Which daf when an Eved Ivri sold to an idolater cannot be redeemed by halves? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 6. Which daf when an Eved Ivri's body is owned by the master during his term? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. Number 7. Which of the one that Yud only affects Eretz and not Nisuin? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 8. Which of the one that we rule leniently and an Eved is always redeemed at the lower price if his market value fluctuates? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 10. Which Daf of Malkos is whether a father can stipulate that a sale of his daughter as an Amma be conditional that the master not do Yud? That's on Daf Yud Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.